In an interview with media shortly after becoming CEO, Clement described a rash of problems plaguing search: issues with vendors, accounts payable, billing systems, and electronic health records. Search has since cut programs like the Bill Brady Healing Center and its air ambulance service and restructured its employee benefits. Clement did not say that every problem was resolved at Search, but he did say that the organization was ready to look outward, and giving a PowerPoint presentation to the Chamber of Commerce was a small step in changing the message.
You know, Search has gone through a very interesting, and I'll be honest, very difficult couple of years, where there's a lot of inward-looking activity trying to sort of address the challenges we've had internally. And the conversations are now changing, and I think hopefully you see that. You know, our participation is trying to step up and out, look out to the communities, how we might be able to be better community partners. And I think through things like this, you know, helping me fix my computer and get all situated, you know, we have the opportunity to exchange ideas and develop a message that sort of is a cross-pollinization of ideas. And I think I'm sure you guys are doing it, but by you standing up and saying, Chuck, you should do it also, well, now I'm on message.
Clement also discussed the duplication of services in communities like Sitka and Juneau, where Search is not the only healthcare provider. It's been a source of tension in the recent past. Clement said that living in our respective silos used to be the norm, but he saw collaboration as the future.
These are very difficult times to be in the healthcare business, incredibly difficult times, and they're times of great adversity. And I think the comfort I find is that wherever sort of I feel like wherever we go, wherever I go, that anybody I talk to, that there's sort of a common interest about, you know, these things, there's no reason for them to drive us apart. And in fact, it should drive us together to think of new ways to collaborate and innovate and not duplicate the services within the respective communities that we provide.
Clement, however, did not rule out the advantages of consolidation, especially in rural healthcare. Last year, Search acquired Sitka Medical Center. He said he receives daily Google alerts about similar moves around the country as providers try to broaden their base of services. During Q&A, Clement turned to City Administrator Mark Gorman and asked him to throw me a softball. Gorman, who took the top job in Sitka last October, is the former Vice President of Community Health Services at Search. Gorman asked, "What would help you be successful in Sitka?" Clement responded that it was remaining as transparent as possible and maintaining an atmosphere of collaboration. He said this approach is the key to changing Search's course.
I have no desire to repeat the last 2 years, which is sort of, you know, this scramble of putting out fires. And it's incumbent upon me to reach out to anybody who will listen to say, you know, by working together, we can make sure we don't put ourselves through this.
Clement punctuated his address with statistics. Search remains an economic force in the region with annual revenues of about $115 million. It employs about 1,000 people in 18 facilities in Southeast, 500 of whom work in Sitka. The average salary is $66,000 a year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.